If you ever get lost in the woods and all of a sudden see a bunch of bluish black fingers poking from underneath, don't freak out. You probably saw Xylaria polymorpha, a species of mushroom otherwise known as dead man's fingers. It's a very apt name. They grow in packs of 4 or 5, and when they're old enough, they turn black and crooked. The bluish nails you can also see are just pockets with spores, and they're only present in young mushrooms. At later stages, they fall off, and the fungus becomes uniformly dark. Xylaria grows on tree stumps and sick trees that have already started to rot, feeding on their juices and leaving the rest to bacteria. They're completely harmless. But if anyone's interested, they're inedible, although they'd probably make a nice addition to Halloween decorations. And if you throw in a bunch of octopus stinkhorns, your spook party will certainly be a heartbreaker. The octopus stinkhorn is a fungus too, but where Xylaria retains a bit of human appearance, this one looks like something from another dimension, that of unspeakable horrors. It begins with an egg, a greenish leathery sac in which the fungus grows until it's ready to burst. Then, it starts falling apart, revealing horrid blood-red tentacles and oozing dark green or black goo. And if that wasn't enough to send chills down your spine, the mushroom also smells of rotting meat. This way, it attracts flies that carry its spores around, giving birth to other monster eggs. While you're slowly backing off from this otherworldly creature, make sure you look back too, and don't stumble upon another similarly terrible thing. The jackal food plant. It spends most of its time underground, feeding off other plants in the vicinity. But when it breaks through a layer of soil, it immediately starts blooming, opening up in what's best described as a blind, triple-jawed reptilian beast. This one also stinks of rotten meat, attracting flies and dung beetles so that more of these plant parasites can sprout everywhere. But if you hope to locate the jackal food plant by the smell, first make sure that there's no Titan arum nearby. This one doesn't look terrifying, but majestic. It's a huge green flower, rising up to 10 feet, as tall as a brown bear on its hind paws. Still, you aren't likely to marvel at its beauty for long, because it emits a powerful smell of rot. While you may be covering your nose not to inhale the distinct stench, flies and other insects of not very distinctive tastes love this odor and pollinate the plant. This shrub may not deter you by its smell, but it has some other aces down its sleeve. Pycnandra acuminata may look harmless, but it's the guru of poisoning. It grows in New Caledonia in the South Pacific, and it does something strange. Once its bark is cut, this guy starts bleeding, a bright blue-green latex. The problem with this latex is that it contains up to 25% nickel, a metal highly poisonous to most plants in more than tiny amounts. I'll perfectly understand it if you run away screaming from all these stinking and poisonous nightmares, but remember this. The trees have ears too, and they'll hear you cry! Meet Auricularia, a gelatinous fungus that looks exactly like humans' ears. These ears grow on trees and feed on them. A grown-up fungus looks as if it were an ear attached to the tree trunk, but if you take a closer look, you'll see that it's sort of translucent, even though they may frighten you at first. They're actually not that bad for you, and you can even eat them safely. Ear soup, anyone? Another body part resembling fungus is here. The bleeding tooth fungus looks, you guessed it, like teeth. But these teeth are sort of creepy. These are white, jelly-like stubs with blood-red liquid oozing from their pores. Don't let the name or looks confuse you, though. The mushroom got its name for the tooth-like protrusions on its skin, on which it grows its spores. And the liquid is in many ways similar to tree sap. The fungus secretes it when it takes too much water from the soil. although no one still knows its purpose. As for not wanting to eat it, well, it's not poisonous. It's just really bad tasting. It also has one more nickname. Some people call it strawberry and cream. I mean, this has to be the most misleading nickname ever. It's probably not as scary as the rest of what I've already told you, but still, a shrub named Doll's Eyes is bound to give you the creeps. It's a green plant that has tall red stalks on its top, which are decorated with numerous white berries. What makes it eerie is that each berry has a black dot in the center, making the whole structure look like some creepy eyeball tree. If you're not frightened off by its looks, though, don't even think of trying out one of its eyes. They're highly toxic, and a single berry can easily bring down even a completely healthy person. Hey, look! What's that black thing over there? Is it a bat? Oh no, it's just another flower. But its name is telling. The black bat flower! In the lush rainforest of the tropics, it's quite easy to mistake this eerie bloom for a real bat, especially in the twilight. However, many people seem to like this plant, growing it in their personal gardens. As a scarecrow, perhaps? One more creepy option for your garden is a cobra plant, also known as the California pitcher plant. It has tube-like leaves that get curled at the ends, so they resemble real cobras, ready to attack. Also, if you ever decide to grow yourself such a pet, there's good news. It's not finicky at all, and it's okay with having just one bug a month. Yep, it's a carnivore, but it's not greedy, and it will probably help keep the flies at bay. What gardeners don't like in their backyards is the cedar apple rust fungus. It isn't only harmful to the cedars, hence the name, but it also looks quite repulsive. It starts as a blemish on the leaves of a tree, and it isn't easy to recognize it at first. But very soon, it grows into a brownish-yellow pod that continues to increase in size until it's grown enough to start sprouting. And that's the most repugnant stage. The brown pod begins pushing out orange tentacles, making the thing look like some exotic fruit. Soon, the sprouts, which have a jelly-like texture, cover more and more of the pod and hang from the branch like an orange mutant octopus. In addition, they react to the humidity of the air, shrinking when it's too dry for comfort and swelling when it's wet. Are you into swimming? If so, beware. You may be careful on land watching out for Venus flytraps, but she also has a twin sister residing in freshwater. Her name is bladderwort. And yeah, this flower likes to munch on anything that comes its way. Mosquito larvae? Yes, please. Some tadpoles on the side? Sure. You may not believe in werewolves, but you'll have to believe in zombies. Or at least in the zombie fungus. Found in tropical areas, spores of this creature get into the bodies of ants, silently growing there until they're ready. At first, the insect goes about its business as usual. But after a day or two, it begins feeling unwell. The spores inside it manipulate the ant, and it climbs to a very specific height, 10 inches above the forest floor. Here, the fungus feels best and can send out the next portion of the spores. It breaks through the ant's carapace and shoots sharp needles with spores down below onto the heads of other unwitting little workers. But honestly, as long as you're not an ant, you don't have to worry.
That's it for today. So hey, if you pacified your curiosity, then give the video a like and share it with your friends. Or if you want more, just click on these videos and stay on the bright side.